In today's podcast, we lean into the truth that by grace alone are we saved, and not by any work of our own. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exists to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus by equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So, grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today, we read Judges 11, Acts 15, Jeremiah 24, and Mark chapter 10. Now, let me tell you real quickly a little bit of a story that happened with my son last weekend. We were on our way to a speaking engagement called The Wave. I did a few episodes from that event. One of the most interesting experiences was on our way there, we went to a gas station, and my son, he was in the bathroom with my wife because he doesn't want to go with daddy. And while there, he decided it would be a really fun idea to go under the stall, like into a stall with another woman while she's in there using the bathroom. So, needless to say, she's surprised, my wife's embarrassed, and now she's screaming for me to come help. By the time I get there, things had already worked out. The woman was calm and like super polite and loving to my son. And then I find out that she actually bought him a thing of ice cream, like an ice cream bar or something afterwards. That, you guys, is a complete 180 turnaround from the disgust, the anger that she probably could have easily given to my son. But instead of those negative consequences, he received ice cream, a delicious treat. You guys, that's grace. Receiving something that you haven't earned when truly you deserve a much different response. My son received grace, and today in the reading in Acts, it helps us to engage in this conversation about God's grace, I believe. As the apostles and disciples are working diligently to spread the gospel, there are some of the same haters and naysayers that we mentioned in yesterday's podcast coming to push their own agenda. Let me read a handful of verses from Acts 15, verse 5 through 11 right now. It said, "But some believers who belonged to the party of the Pharisees rose up and said, 'It is necessary to circumcise them and to order them to keep the law of Moses.'" Now he's talking about the Gentiles. "The apostles and the elders were gathered together to consider this matter. And after there had been much debate, Peter stood up and said to them, 'Brothers, you know that in the early days God made a choice among you, that by my mouth the Gentiles should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, who knows the heart, bore witness to them by giving them the Holy Spirit, just as he did to us. And he made no distinction between us and them, having cleansed their hearts by faith. Now, therefore, why are you putting God to the test by placing a yoke on the neck of the disciples that neither our fathers nor we have been able to bear? But we believe that we will be saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus, just as they will." So we are clear, just so we're on the same page, the Pharisees would not be considered godless, right? But really misguided. They are those who lack the revelation of God and work diligently to live the life of God without being empowered by God's Spirit. They, as a result, are like those that Timothy mentions that have a form of godliness but deny his power. The power of God is born in his people by grace. This is the all-important concept that the Pharisees never quite grasp. It is because their whole faith is built on so much more than Christ, so much more than his love, so much more than his grace. they saw faith in such a way that required strict adherence to the law, circumcision, and baptism. They were elements of their own trinity of sorts that made one right with God based on their understanding. There wasn't a category for grace. Grace wasn't something that they had a degree in. They could quote the text, they prayed, and so many more things, but they didn't grasp the height, depths, width, and expanse of God's love as evidenced by grace. They believed that with most everything in life, they must earn it. In the same way, you guys, same way that the Pharisees believed there was a need to be circumcised, there are some today even that believe, among other things, baptism is something required to be saved. As I understand God's word, it is not grace plus circumcision. It is not grace plus good deeds, nor is it grace plus baptism. It is grace and grace alone. We simply receive that grace after we admit our need and submit to God's headship. Submission isn't a work of man because it is truly only an act of God working on the heart of man, leading him toward humility and repentance. There is no boasting in obedience to the law, no boasting in obedience to circumcision or baptism, but being baptized as a core part of a believer's life is something that we definitely see a believer should do from a place of obedience. It is grace that saves and grace that keeps. Our obedience to his word is simply our response to God's grace. The question isn't, will our obedience save us? Will circumcision, will baptism save us? But the question is, has God saved us? Then let us obey. So right now, let's pray for his gratitude for, like, pray for gratitude for his grace and ask that his spirit would empower us to obey. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you sent Jesus down to live a life perfectly that fulfilled every single law. Every single jot and tittle within the law was fulfilled within Jesus. His perfection is all that we need. His perfection applied to our brokenness, our imperfection, our rebellion, Lord God. That is your grace. And that is sufficient for us. Lord God, there is no act or deed that we can do to earn it, so we just say thank you. We come to you humbly with gratitude, thanking you for your work on the cross, thanking you for your work in our lives, thanking you that there is nothing now that we need to do to keep you satisfied. The blood of Jesus satisfies you, Lord God. So we ask now, as we sit in this place of gratitude, that you would empower us through your spirit to obey. The great commission is that we would teach others to do, not only to baptize them in the name of the Father, not only to make disciples, but to teach them to obey all that you've commanded. Lord God, as we do that, would you empower us to live lives of obedience? Not because it saves us, but because you've saved us. Thank you. It's in your mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, today, let's make this deal. Walk in his grace. Walk in his grace. As we walk in his grace, we will walk in obedience and we will be blessed. We will live and experience blessing and we will be a blessing to others. So go be about that today. I can't wait to see you back here tomorrow. Peace.